The fallout continues after a phone conversation between Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and a top Putin aide, Yuri Ushakov. That conversation was leaked to Bloomberg. In the October 14th call, Witkoff appears to coach his Russian counterpart on how to approach President Trump ahead of a scheduled meeting with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. According to Bloomberg, Witkoff says in the call, quote, Yuri, here's what I would do. My recommendation, and then Ushakov replies, yes, please. Witkoff continues, I would make the call and just reiterate that you congratulate the president on his achievement, that you supported it, and you respect that he's a man of peace, and you're just really glad to have seen it happen. They were talking about the deal at that point between Israel and Hamas over Gaza. Later in the conversation, according to Bloomberg, Witkoff says, quote, me to you, I know what it's going to take to get a peace deal done, Donetsk and maybe a land swap somewhere, but I'm saying instead of talking like that, let's talk more, hopefully, because I think we're going to get a deal here. Now, President Trump last night appeared to brush off the call, saying it was, quote, a standard thing. Meanwhile, supporters of Ukraine in Congress, including some Republicans, are up in arms. Among them is Republican Congressman Don Bacon from Nebraska, who posted this on social media. For those who oppose the Russian invasion and want to see Ukraine prevail as a sovereign and democratic country, it is clear that Witkoff fully favors the Russians. He cannot be trusted to lead these negotiations. Would a Russian paid agent do less than he? He should be fired.